passage now that we move to votes of all the resolutions. Gérard Darlin will give you the terms of votes before that, but I can mention the final quorum that has just been communicated to me. 14,200 shareholders are present or represented. 1,477,767 shares, and giving right to 1,760,001 votes. 59% and 78% of shares, and 54% of existing voting rights. Please stay in your position till the end of the resolutions. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a personal electronic screen which allows you to check the number of votes that you represent for this meeting. And to vote, you have to firmly press one of the present in favour, green, and abstention, yellow, against, red. And only once the vote is declared, and your vote then is posted in a few seconds. Now, in order to vote within the scheduled time, please take the indication, the vote is open, and limit yourself to just one vote per resolution. If you press none of the keys, you will be considered as abstaining from voting, and abstention equals a vote against. The vote is under the control of Mr. Laurent Jour, a court officer, and to remind you that these electronic voting devices will be handed back to the hostesses at the end. And in the meantime, during the vote, please turn your telephones off. And we post now the resolutions. You are being asked to vote on 26 resolutions, 11 for the general meeting, the ordinary general meeting, and 15 from the extraordinary shareholders meeting. The first 11 resolutions are the confidence of the ordinary shareholders meeting. The first resolution has the purpose of approving the company's financial statements for 2018 fiscal year. Vote is open. Vote is closed. The resolution is passed. Second resolution. Approval of the consolidated financial statements for the 2018 fiscal year. Vote is open. Vote is closed. The resolution is passed. Third resolution is for the earnings appropriation for the 2018 fiscal year and declaration of a dividend of €1.34 per share. Vote is open. Vote is closed, and the resolution is adopted. Fourth resolution is for the approval of the individual compensation of Mr. Denis Duverne, Chairman of the Board of Directors, for the fiscal period 2018. Vote is open. Vote is closed. The resolution is passed. Fifth resolution, purposes the approval of the individual compensation of Mr. Thomas Buberl, Chief Executive Officer, for the fiscal year 2018. Vote is open. Vote is closed. The resolution is passed. Sixth resolution, purposes the approval of the principles and criteria for determination, distribution, and allocation of the fixed variable exception components allocated to the Chairman of the Board of Directors for 2018. Vote is closed. Resolution is passed. Seventh resolution is the approval of the compensation policy applicable in 2019 to the Chief Executive Officer. Vote is open. Vote is closed. Resolution is passed. Eighth resolution. Purposes the approval of the statutory audit special report on regulated agreements. Vote is open. Vote is closed. Resolution is passed. Ninth resolution seeks the reappointment of Mr. Jean-Pierre Clamadieu as director for a period of 4 years. Vote is open. Vote is closed. The resolution is passed. The tenth resolution purposes the ratification of the co-opting of Mrs. Elaine Sarzynski as director for the duration of the mandate of her predecessors, that is, until the general meeting 2021. Vote is open. Vote is closed. Resolution is passed. The 11th resolution purposes the authorization granted to the Board of Directors to purchase ordinary shares of the company within the limit of 10% of the equity for a maximum unit cost per share of €35 and for a duration of 18 months. The vote is open. Vote is closed. The resolution is passed. The next 15 resolutions are under the extraordinary shareholders meeting. The 12th resolution seeks the delegation of authority granted to the Board of Directors to increase the share capital through the capitalization of reserves, earnings, or premiums, with a ceiling of €1 billion for a period of 26 months. The vote is closed. The resolution is adopted. 13th resolution purposes the delegation of authority granted to the board of directors to increase the share capital of the company by issuing ordinary shares or securities, giving a claim to ordinary shares to be issued by the company or one of its subsidiaries, either immediately or in the future, with preferential subscription rights of the shareholders. The ceiling is 2 billion euros for a duration of 26 months. Vote is closed. Resolution is passed. The 14th resolution purposes the delegation of authority granted to the board of directors to increase the share capital of the company by issuing ordinary shares or securities, giving a claim to ordinary shares to be issued by the company or one of its subsidiaries, either immediately or in the future, without preferential subscription rights of the shareholders in case of public offerings. The ceiling is 550 million euros and for a duration of 26 months. The vote is open. Vote is closed. The resolution is passed. 15th resolution is the delegation of authority granted to the board of directors to increase the share capital of the company by issuing ordinary shares or securities, giving a claim to ordinary shares to be issued by the company or one of its subsidiaries, either immediately or in the future, without preferential subscription rights per shareholders through private placements, as set forth in Article L4111 of the French Monetary and Financial Code. The ceiling is 550 million euros for a duration of 26 months. Vote is open. Vote is closed. Resolution is adopted. 16th resolution, the authorization granted to the board of directors in case of issues of shares through public offerings or private placements without preferential subscription rights of the shareholders to set the issue price under the conditions defined by the shareholders' meeting up to a maximum of 10% of the share capital. Vote is open. Vote is closed. The resolution is passed. 17th resolution, for the delegation of authority granted to the board of directors to increase the share capital by issuing ordinary shares or securities, giving a claim to ordinary shares to be issued by the company, either immediately or in the future, in the event of a public exchange offer initiated by the company without preferential subscription rights of the shareholders. The ceiling is 550 million euros and for a duration of 26 months. Vote is open. Vote is closed. The resolution is passed. 18th resolution purposes the delegation of authority granted to the board of directors to increase the share capital of the company by issuing ordinary shares or securities, giving a claim to ordinary shares to be issued by the company immediately or in the future, in return for contributions in kind up to a maximum of 10% of the share capital outside a public exchange offer initiated by the company. The ceiling is 550 million euros and for a duration of 26 months. The vote is open. The vote is closed. The resolution is passed. The 19th resolution is for the delegation of authority granted to the board of directors to issue, without preferential subscription rights of the shareholders, ordinary shares resulting from the issue by the subsidiaries of the company of securities giving a claim to ordinary shares to be issued by the company, and the ceiling is 550 million euros par value for a duration of 26 months. The vote is closed. The resolution is passed. 20th resolution. Purpose is the delegation of authority granted to the board of directors to issue, with preferential subscription rights of the shareholders, ordinary shares resulting from the issue by the subsidiaries of the company of securities giving a claim to ordinary shares to be issued by the company. The ceiling is 2 billion euros par value for duration of 26 months. The vote is closed. The resolution is passed. The 21st resolution. Purpose is the delegation of power granted to the board of directors to increase the share capital of the company by issuing ordinary shares or securities, giving a claim to the company's ordinary shares reserved for employees enrolled in an employee-sponsored company savings plan without preferential subscription rights of the shareholders, and the ceiling is 135 million euros for a duration of 18 months. The vote is closed. The resolution is passed. The 22nd resolution. Purpose is the delegation of power granted to the board of directors to increase the share capital of the company by issuing ordinary shares without preferential subscription rights of the shareholders in favor of a specific category of beneficiaries within a limit of the same amount par value of 135 million euros for a duration of 18 months. Vote is open. Vote is closed. The resolution is passed. The 23rd resolution. Purpose is the authorization granted to the board of directors to freely grant existing or to be issued performance shares to eligible employees and executive officers of the AXA Group, resulting automatically in the event of allocation of a share to be issued in the waiver by shareholders of their preferential subscription rights to the shares to be issued for a 1% of the shares and duration of 38 months. The vote is open. The vote is closed, and the resolution is passed. 24th resolution. Purpose is the authorization granted to the board of directors to freely grant existing or to be issued performance shares dedicated to retirement, to eligible employees and executive officers of the AXA Group in the event of shares within the limitation of 0.4% of the number of shares composing the corporate equity of the company on the date of the decision of the attribution by the board and for a duration of 38 months. The vote is open. Vote is closed. The resolution is passed. The 25th resolution. The purpose is the authorization granted to the board of directors to reduce the share capital through cancellation of ordinary shares with a limit of 10% of the share capital for a duration of 18 months. Vote is closed. The resolution is passed. 26th resolution gives authorization to comply with all formal requirements in connection with this shareholders' meeting. Vote is closed. The resolution is passed. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience and your attention and your presence. And I inform you again that next year, the general shareholders' meeting will take place on the 30th of April, 2020. There being no other matter to be discussed, I declare this meeting closed.